irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. How you all doing tonight? Well, we got a great show tonight because we have Lynn Tucci joining us from Orange is the New Black, Anita DeMarco. Do y'all love that show on Netflix? I love Orange is the New Black. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what your questions are for Lynn Tucci, and let me know what you guys want to know about Orange is the New Black, because maybe we'll find out. We'll spill the tea here tonight on Max and Friends. Also, after Romeo, the guys are joining us tonight. We've got Drew, Jake, TC, Devin, and Blake. They're supposed to call in and join us tonight. So, guys, give us a call. We got tweets coming up already, so tweet me your questions, too. Let me know what's going on in your life and how you guys are doing and what you all think about all these tragic news events. Do we want to go there with that vibration tonight? I think in life we need some patience, don't you all? So let's just play a great song right now to remind us about the patience in life that we need from Dreamgirls. And when we're back, I got some more hot topics to talk about. So right now, Dreamgirls, Patience on Max and Friends. Hit it.
As me, how long has it been? How long will it be? When will come the morning to drive the night away? Tell me, when will come the morning of a brighter day? Yeah, oh, patience, little sister. Promised land, yeah. There's a river to cross, and a mountain to climb. Patience, patience, oh, it's gonna take some time, yeah. Yes. We must walk
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Isn't that song Patience good? Don't we all just need a little bit more? You know, it just like blows my mind sometimes when we're all just like hanging out and trying to figure out life and we get all stressed out. And sometimes we just need to breathe and remember to be patient. Don't y'all remember that? Hey, Meganella, things are good at my house getting my niece ready for college. She'll be attending University of Miami in the fall. How cool is that? Hey, all. How you doing? ET Law 07, listening to Max and Friends. You're excited for the boys to be on the radio. So are we. We got them after Romeo. They're going to be joining us shortly. Hey, Amy. Amy's my girl. How are you, Amy? Thanks so much for doing all the promos tonight for After Romeo. I'm trying to get sound checks going on and everything and all this stuff going on. I'm reading my tweets now at Max Tucci. So tweet me. Let me know. Amy says there's breaking news. Join Max Tucci on Max and Friends on LATalkRadio.com. For an exclusive interview with After Romeo. How much fun is this tonight? Well, you know, Orange is the New Black is my show. You know, they've gotten so many Emmy nominations and things. What would your life be? You know, here's the hot topic that I wanted to talk about. My niece went to the orthodontist, got some pictures, front picture and a profile picture. And then she hashtagged Orange is the New Black. Mind you, she's 13. So I was kind of like blown away with this whole thing. Because it was kind of like bizarre that here she is at 13 years old kind of wanting to like be in jail. But then I was like, Orange is the New Black is making girls kind of – is it making girls want to go to jail? Well, you know what? Lynn Tucci is going to be joining us. But before Lynn is here, we got to give you Hot Topics. Hey, Ronnie, hit Hot Topics.
Hey, y'all, guys and girls, pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends Hot Topics. I was just on with Drew. He called me, so I had to play a little Hot Topic jingle. But the Hot Topic, really, there isn't one. I'm just having fun with y'all tonight. But that's a great jingle from Sharon Agati. And then, of course, the intro to Max and Friends is Monroe King. But I know you all are tweeting me that you want to hear Lynn Tucci from Orange is the New Black, and you want to hear Drew from After Romeo. So what I'm going to tell you all right now is to hit the intro to Orange is the New Black. And when we're back, Lynn Tucci's joining me.
The animals, the animals. Trap, trap, trap till the cages fall. The cages fall, the day is new. And everyone is waiting, waiting on you. And you've got time. Think of all the roads. Think of all their crossings. Taking steps is easy. Standing still is hard. Remember all their faces. Remember all their voices. Everything is different the second time around. And you've got time.
Clink, clink.
Clink,
LA
clink.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That's a clink, clink, right, Lynn Tucci?
It is a clink, clink, slam dunk. Are you kidding me? Hot, hot song. I love it. Every time I hear it, it just made me smile again.
Right? I'm surprised it's not your ringtone. It's so popular.
good idea. I'm going to note to self. Thank you.
Right? Note
Max
to self Roo,
thank you so much for inviting me. Thank
it's
you so much
pleasure.
For inviting me.
It's so my
Are
pleasure.
Are we separated at birth? Are we separated at birth, Tucci and Tucci? What do you think?
You know what? Here's the thing. I think we're all just old friends reconnected. So maybe we are separated at birth. But either way, we're just reconnecting where we're supposed to be right now on Max and Friends. And I'm so happy you're here because, A, I love your whole history in the entertainment industry from Showgirls. I mean, you've got the list as long. But I just love the fact that you're in Orange is the New Black. And when I saw the name Tucci on the screen, I was like, holy shit, I got to call. I got to get her on the show.
Yeah. Spoke to you, right? It spoke to
big
you.
Time,
well, actually,
big time.
When I got your email and you contacted me, right back at you, it's exactly what happened.
There you
me.
Go. So you play Anita DeMarco. Do you have any connection to this character in real life?
No, I do not. I do not. But except there was an affinity. I mean, I knew, you know, instinctually where this woman lived. I mean, from my history, from my upbringing, I know where this kind of a character comes from. And I felt it in my gut, my belly. I knew where she lived. And there was a connection. There definitely was a connection for me. I mean, she's a very forthright, forthcoming woman. And she tells Piper, you know, how to navigate her life in the inferno of the prison posse, and I'm kind of like that in real life as myself. So there was these like little threads of things that resonated for me.
How wonderful. Now, yeah. I have a great tweet, and someone wants to know, what is your typical day on set of Orange is the New Black?
Ah, first of all, it's La Dolce Vita. Let me tell you that. It is really, really spectacular. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. From the second I walked on that set, season one, and now we're doing season three. We're going into, we're currently filming season three. Season three is spectacular. So what the day, to answer the tweet, to what's the day is like, is you get, you know, whatever your call is, you arrive early, be a good little Girl Scout, and you arrive early, you get prepared, and you immediately, the people that greet you from the second AD, from the hair department to the makeup department, you kind of make your rounds, you say, hey, you know, you pick up your coffee, and you just say, hey, and then you settle in, you get to your dressing room, you're there is, you know, is your script, you know, your lines, what you're going to be doing for that day, you look at your contract, you move on with all of the business aspects of it. You get in your wardrobe drag, you get into your khakis, put on your work boots, and you sashay down to set, and you begin to rock and roll.
Now, when you rock and roll, is there anything that you do? Like, did you talk to any prison women before going into this, or did you just say, okay, I'm going to, like, just go off and do my own thing? Or did you prepare? How did
you
prepare?
You know what, Max? Truthfully, I auditioned. I was very lucky that like 3 days later I was cast in it, and a week later I was on set. It was that quick.
It was
so
meant to
yeah.
Be.
It was serendipity. It was a gift from God. I mean, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, it was a gift from God. So I didn't have, you know, I am kind of method. I'm a theater person from the beginning, from the you know, out of the gate. That's what I do, is very method and very methodical. But I didn't have the luxury of doing that. I just got thrown into the environment. But it I don't know. It just all worked. It was like a beautiful puzzle, and it just all worked. So, but we did get to go pretty much early on into the Women's Prison Association, which Piper Kerman, the woman who wrote the book, she is very heavily involved with the Women's Prison Association. And we did a lot of charity events, going down there, raising money and awareness for these incarcerated women's children. Like at one particular thing, we donated our time to fill backpacks so these kids would have backpacks. And Netflix, God bless Netflix, they're phenomenal to work with. They provided everything, the backpacks, the school, the this, that. I mean, we're talking about a lot. We're not talking about 10 backpacks. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them.
Wow.
So Netflix did that, and we would paint things for them and autograph things, and then they would auction them off. It's been amazing. So there, I did meet women that have been incarcerated, have been helped, are making a new life for themselves, having a second chance. So, I mean, I kind of did it after the fact, or while I was working on, you know, on the set, and it all kind of happened simultaneously.
Simultaneously and beautifully. You know, every time the show comes on, and what I love about Netflix is you don't have to wait to watch because it's so addictive, you know? And it's like, and people are like, don't tell me. And you like are so jonesing to tell me. And I remember for season two, a friend of mine posted like, oh, I just watched Orange is the New Black. He's like, and it so sucks that Crazy Eyes dies at the end. I was like, what? And then obviously it was a hope. But, you know, people can really, like, mess with you and, like, with the whole season of that. But working with all these wonderful women, what is it that inspires you the most to continue wanting to be a better actress?
Good question, Max. honestly, the work, no matter what I get, whether it's a play or commercial or a phenomenal show like this, obviously, anything, a film, getting the work is where my tail wags. You get the audition. What inspires me is that phone is ringing. Somebody wants to see me for an appointment. I have the luxury as an actor to look at a character and go, oh my God, this is fantastic. I can do this, I can do that. And it's all the creative process. That's what makes the tail wag and staying up and your imagination going wild. You get to the audition, you're on cloud nine, and God willing, it comes through. And if you're lucky enough, it comes through. That's great. If not, you're on pretty much a high that, as an actor, that you've gotten this call and this opportunity. What inspires me is that if the phone still rings, that's the bottom line, honestly. Really.
Well, what's beautiful is that, let's go back to Lynn Tucci as a little girl. Did you always want to be an actress?
I my dad was an opera singer, and he died when I was very young. He died when I was 3, and I swear, Max, DNA was like a stigmata, was in my hand, right in my palm of my hand, and I knew it. My mom did not, she came from, from Italy. She was a Italian mama, and she was like, known, especially because my dad died very young as an opera singer, and she was scared for me. But I knew in my heart that talent was the gift that God gave me, and what I did with it was the gift I was going to give to God. I really knew that in my gut, in my belly. And eventually, I kind of answered that calling. I went to Boston Conservatory of Music, and I got my degree in theater, and I kept on saying, this is it. This is really it. I know it. And so I knew it, and it was something that I knew in my heart. It was just a real battle to get them and my family to, hear me about it. And actually, it was bigger than, me, if you can believe anything is bigger than me, but it's bigger than me, and it just, it spoke to me, it resonated for me.
That's beautiful, and I love how you said it was the gift that you wanted to give back to God, because so many times I got it. You just inspired me, Lynn Tucci. Now, here's the funny part. You're an Aquarius. I'm an Aquarius. Your father's
actually, I'm not an Aquarius.
No,
I'm not an Aquarius.
Stop
it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not.
Stop it.
Yeah, there is little misconceptions out there here and there. That's one of them. But I love Aquariuses. I love Aquariuses. It's not your fault. There is just some data out there that floats around that sometimes is not correct. But that, I love Aquariuses. They're incredible geniuses. I mean, they're so enlightened. Honestly, I know a lot of very, very, very creative Aquariuses. And so bravo to you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. Do you want to share your real birthday?
If I ever went down that road, but basically I pride myself, at least this is my handle. This is what I'm going to tell you for the record. Okay. I'm an Italian Scorpio, Sag-ish. But I kind of use the handle. I'm an Italian Scorpio because God knows I need to be able to say in prison, don't think I can't cut you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the truth. So, my sister's a Scorpion, so I know that y'all love to fight and y'all love to have sex.
It's the handle. You know something? I smiled so much when you talked about your niece, and I was listening to the show before you called, and her picture and the profile. I thought to myself, oh my God, that was pretty interesting. And you asked the provocative question: Does it want kids to go into prison? That's something.
Well, it's
no, I think they just love the show.
Well, I know. The hot topic question, because I spoke to my niece about it. I'm like, what was that picture? It kind of was at 13. I was like, do you really think that Orange is the New Black is glamorous? She's like, oh my God, I think prison would be so much fun.
This is television. Right. and it's entertainment, and we're up for a comedy award. Make sure you tell her that the Emmys.
Yeah, no, it's. I'm glad you brought that up, because we actually have a tweet from Keith, and he wants to know how is it that Orange is the New Black was nominated for a comedy series?
Yeah. It's a very good question, and
especially for a transgender role.
Yeah, I couldn't really honestly answer. I don't know what the strategy is there and why they did that. But mm-hmm. I do know that I wish, my little wish, was that they finally do a dramedy. I mean, when they, in terms of a category, because it is comedy, drama, really mixed beautifully. I mean, it's just seamlessly. And both are very obvious in the show, as you know. So I don't know, to answer his question, why they did that. But I do know it's either black, and it's either drama or comedy, you know, so it's one or the other. And it really, there should be a dramedy. I think hopefully they'll evolve to having that as a category. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure. Because we're not, there's more funny things. It's not a scandal, you know, it's not that kind of heavy drama.
Right. No, we should definitely start a tweet out there that Lynn Tucci thinks that we should have a dramedy.
Well, I mean, I'm not the first person, right? Don't you think that is something that...
I agree. So we'll start the campaign. Hashtag dramedy.
Good.
Now,
you got my vote. I'm in.
Super. All right. Well, I'm glad that that's the case. We've got Lynn Tucci here, everyone, from Orange is the New Black. They're currently filming season 3 on Netflix. Do y'all love Netflix? Well, tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know your questions for Lynn. She's here with us for a couple more moments. I want to talk to you about your new project, Alto.
Oh, Alto. That's a beautiful, it's a beautiful indie film, and it has the elements of, what they do say is two women and a gun. And there's the two women, it's kind of like provocative in it, you know? It's kind of what would I say? It's, remember Kiss Me Guido when it had the...
with Nick Scotti.
Yeah. So it has that element of coming out, and it has the mob. So you want to talk funny. I mean, that actually has never really been addressed to women. So it's very, very current, very, very much, you know, what is happening now. A lot of the women are just up front and in your face. And the writer is just wonderful, and everything about it. It was a great set, and it's going to be a great indie film for you to support and have fun with. It's really well done. And
super.
I'm very happy and proud. And you know, I can't wait for it to come out. It should be out in the fall, I think.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
The movie we're talking about is Alto, everyone, A-L-T-O, so you can Google it there. And also, Lynn, what is your dream role? If you could be given one dream role from any producer in the world, what would the call be and what would the role be?
Oh, my Lord, Max. God, that's a good one. You're really good. Let me think. What would it be? God, there's so many. There's so many that come to mind. I mean, of course, as I've done when I was younger, and I really would like to do it because I'm age appropriate now. Age appropriate. I would love to do Gypsy. I would love to play Mama Rose. Now, I know that broad has been played from everyone, everywhere, all over the world. But I've never had the shot at doing it in a production that would be directed by maybe a director that would see it more, see it in a different light, or the score is so brilliant. And I just love the role. Like I said, I did it when I shouldn't have ever done it because I was too young. But now I could kick some ass doing Gypsy, doing Mama Rose. Oh yeah, baby. So anybody out there,
now,
bring it.
Now, if anyone out there, who would the ultimate call be from the producer, though? Like, who would you want to get the call from to say, we want you as Gypsy?
Let's see. Who would do it? Mr. Prince? I have to tell you, when I saw Patti LuPone do it, the revival, it just stopped me, and it just blew my mind. So I'm there's so many brilliant Broadway directors out there that I just would want anyone that could look at me and say, yeah, she could maybe do something that would shed a different light on it. I don't know. There's just a million of them. There are just too many brilliant directors that I would love. But, you know, it's like, it's a, you know, it's all the best of the best.
Super.
You know, they're out there. Yeah.
Now, before I let you go, what's What brings you peace, Lynn Tucci?
God.
And who define your divine God for you?
Well, every day of my life since 1988, I have been reading a book called a little passage, meditation thing in the morning called The Daily Word. It's mm-hmm. from Unity Church. Mm-hmm. And it is my morning meditation, and what God is to me truly is exactly what you just said. It's all of us. It's that light inside of you, that we are completely connected, each and every one of us. I know that as much as sure as I'm standing here and talking with you, there isn't, you know, we're all children of God. And I'm very, very, very spiritually at peace with the spirituality in general. So that daily word for me in the Unity Church has been a big, big influence in my life. Each and Beautiful. Every morning. Yeah, each and every morning. If you, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but boy, oh boy, you should give Unity a call and get the little book sent to you. And you know, it's all, they always talk about divine order. They always talk about letting go and letting God. And it, that's what, you know, every day when I'm sometimes out of rhythm, you're in New York City. It's hard, it's very easy to get out of rhythm in life. And that brings me right back to where it should be.
Well, Lynn Tucci, I love you for your inspiration. Thanks so much for joining us on Max and Friends. And can you spill any of the tea for season 3 of Orange is the New Black?
Well, there'll be some. The only thing I could say about it, there'll be guest stars that we were very happy and thrilled. I mean, people that are, you know, award-winning actors and actresses that are coming on board. So look forward to the fact that you're going to see the Prison Posse. They're going to be there alive and well, kicking ass, but you're also going to see some guest stars that are going to, you're going to go, oh my God, that's fantastic. And directors, guest directors as well. Jodie Foster, one of her, the shows she directed is being nominated for an Emmy. And she was spectacular. She was a guest director that was on, that I had the privilege and honor of being in that episode. And there'll be other directors and guest stars that will surprise you and excite you.
Fantastic.
So that's a nice thing to look for. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Season 3, Orange is the New Black on Netflix. This is Lynn Tucci, everyone. And you can find more about Lynn on LynnTucci.com. Thanks so much for joining me on Max and Friends, Lynn.
God bless you. I hope we talk again sometime.
I'm going to talk to you after the show because I got to talk to you about Gypsy Rose Lee.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you some gossip.
Bye.
All right, my darling. Well, all you young girls listening to Max and Friends tonight, it's about that time for After Romeo. Who's excited? Tweet me at Max Tucci because Drew is going to join us in just a minute, and we're going to play a song, LOL, Love on Lock, right here on Max and Friends. And coming up, Drew. Hey, girls, tweet me at Max Tucci your questions for Drew. Hit it. LOL.
I got your love on lock. I'll wake up in the morning, got you right by my side. Feel your love in the silence, like I'm reading your mind. It's written all on your face, and there is nothing to hide. All your thoughts in the open, put your words to the side. You know I've got eyes on me like a tattoo that'll never fade away. So let me start. You ain't gotta talk, I know everything you're gonna say.
You ain't gotta say, I love you, no, no, no.
I got your love on lock, I got your love on lock, baby.
I love you, yeah, you know.
You got my love on lock, you got my love on lock.
We up on top of the world, long as you're my girl.
You ain't gotta say, I love you, no, no, no.
Baby, I love you,
you got my love on lock.
You never had to offer, baby, I'm here to stay. You gave me a playful love letter, but your love filled up the page. It's written all on your face, and there is nothing to hide. All your thoughts in the open, put your words to the side. You know I've got you on me like a tattoo that'll never fade away. So let me stop. You ain't gotta talk, I know everything you're gonna say.
You ain't gotta say, I love you, no, no, no.
I got
your love on lock. I got your love on lock, baby. I love you, yeah, you know. You got my love on lock. You got my love on lock. We up on top of the world, long as you're my girl. You ain't gotta say I love you, no, no, no. Baby, I love you. You got my love on lock. You got my love on lock. You got my love on lock. There's no key to unlock our love, because it's you and me. Baby, that's enough. We don't need nothing if we got us. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, there's no key to unlock our love, because it's you and me. Baby, that's enough. We don't need nothing if we got us.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. All right, y'all, I know you're blowing up my Twitter right now, my Twitter. I'm getting all these tweets. We're calling Drew right now.
Hello,
Drew,
hello,
are you on
hello.
Max and Friends?
I am on. What's going on?
What's going on, my friend?
Nothing much. How's it going?
Okay, well, we've got a million tweets going right now. So just for your fans' sake, give the biggest shout-out to all your fans right now, because they're blowing up Twitter.
Hello, everybody. It's so good to hear from all you guys. Hope you guys are doing well and having a nice Sunday, being very, you know, religious and happy on your Sunday.
Well, I'm glad you're here, because let's just get to some questions real quick. I want to talk to you about your Bullyproof tour. Why are you doing it?
Well, I mean, Fire Guys, a group singing and dancing. We literally have all been made fun of and called every name you can think of, gay, fat, ugly, stupid, every name that you can think of. We've literally been called that because, you know, people that make fun of people that sing and dance. So from childhood, we've all gone through that. And so that's where we kind of started the Bullyproof tour, because it kind of helps kids that have gone through or are going through the bullying.
So it's a beautiful thing that you're doing. Yeah, no, totally. Now, let's just go into the tweets, because this is, I think, the best part of doing Max and Friends, is that we've got this live interview right now. So Drew's BAE says, I just want to say I love you and miss you guys, and I want to know when the album is coming out.
Well, I love and miss you guys, too. Actually, we have an EP that will be available at all of our concerts. It's only available at our live concerts. It's not on iTunes. It's not anywhere else. We're encouraging our fans to not post it online. It's physically only available at our shows. So we'll have physical copies. It's the Love Unlock EP.
All right. There you go. And Queen Carter wants to know, why did you get started in the music business?
I was a big fan of music. I love music. I grew up on it. My dad's an Elvis impersonator. So, like, I always loved music. And then I love Michael Jackson. So, put two together. I was a big fan.
Super. And then Annalisa wants to know, when are you guys coming back to Las Vegas?
I think in November or October. Okay. It's pretty soon we're going to be in Vegas. So.
All right. And then, Amy Mann is one of your biggest fans here in Florida. That's where I am right now, and she saw you up in Florida, and she her Facebook pictures with you and Amy, and she just loves you. I know she does. And she wants to know, Amy wants to know, what's a typical day for you?
Let's see. I wake up, and I go to a studio. Well, I traditionally eat Panera or Corner Bakery. I always eat that. I like eat some salads. And then I go to a studio, work on a song, and then go to another studio and work on another song, eat some more food, and then I watch a movie and go to sleep. But when we're on tour, we literally go to schools and, you know, perform for kids, talk to them about bullying, then we do a concert at the end of the week. So it's literally either show, or studio. I don't like to take a lot of free time other than working on music, so, yeah.
Cool.
And Sup Bros wants to know, who do you look up to musically?
I grew up listening to Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson, so those are my favorites. But I like Chris Brown's performance, not as a person, because he's not really the nicest person. But but you know, he's a really good performer, really good music, fun music. So yeah, that's that.
And Samantha,
great.
Cool. Samantha wants to know, what songs are on the EP?
On our EP, well, it's Love Unlock, On Our Side, Pass on You, Meet Me in My Dreams. There's another song, I can't think where it is. There's one more song though, I'm missing.
And then Sierra wants to know, can you crash my sandcastle?
I would love to crash you guys' sandcastles. It's like an ongoing thing that they do with these sandcastles. It's really funny.
All right, Brittany says, tell Drew I love him so much. Literally, we have like a million tweets coming in, so I just want to read them all. But I have a great question from Amy again, and Amy wants to know, how did you get involved writing for Korean artists?
I wrote with a this producer, Stephen Lee. He's a radio producer from Korea. And me and him started doing songs. We had my first cut was on Big Bang. It was on a solo artist from Big Bang. And that was kind of like my first introduction into K-pop, and it went really well. The song went number one or something, and it sold like 400,000 units. And I was like, wow, I could do more songs with Asians, because I'm quarter Japanese. And I wrote a song for this band called SS501, and it went number one as well. And it was like one of the biggest songs out there. And from then on, I kind of just did more and more K-pop, and wrote for all the biggest artists, SHINee, Girls' Generation, TVXQ, EXO. I've written for so many, it's insane. So, yeah.
All right, and Alexa wants to know, what is your best memory with a fan?
Well, actually, in San Jose this past week, somebody brought on stage a fake baby. And she was holding it like it was a real baby, and it was like probably the funniest thing and awesomest thing that ever happened.
Lizzie wants to know, would you date a fan?
Well, of course we would date a fan.
And
our whole idea. We like to tell all of our fans to join Lizzie. Us in our lives as we look for our own Juliet out there. So
there
if you're
go.
Out there, hopefully
your Juliet love day. You, especially your girls. Brooke says, hi, Drew, your girls. Kelly, Sam, and Brooke miss you with a big heart.
Aw. I send my big heart back.
Now, tell us about this song, Free Fall, because we're going to play it tonight here on Max and Friends.
Free Fall, I wrote that with T.C. Carter in the band. T.C., me, and this guy, Marcus, who's actually Jack Rowan, a DJ from Europe. And he literally did this amazing chord progression, this track, and I love the track. And so we started writing to it. And the whole song was about, you know, taking a chance on things, because, you know, there's so many things that people just are afraid to take a chance on. So really, just don't be afraid of what you want. Just go after it and just jump and see where you land.
Thank you all for the tweets at Max Tucci. We've got Drew on Max and Friends tonight from After Romeo. Someone asked, what do you want to do when you all get bigger? Choose my question.
I want to go to Toys R Us and play with all the toys.
And just play with all the toys.
Yep, I just want to like ride all the rides around the store and see who notices us and hangs out with us.
Super. Now, what's one thing that people don't know about you?
One thing people don't know about me? I have a size 12 shoe. Actually, I'm a size 13 shoe, but I will never buy a size 13 shoe. When I was 13 years old, my shoes were 13, and I was actually told I was going to be 6'7". Luckily, I'm not. But I stopped growing then, and my shoe, I only wear a size 12 now, even though it's actually a size 13, but I will only wear 12.
There you go. Anna says, can you sing me goodnight?
Sing you goodnight. Oh, that's a hard one. I hope you sleep well. Goodnight. There you go. That's my little quick goodnight song.
There you go. Any East Coast dates coming up? Kelly and Claire wants to know.
Yes, go to afterromeoworld.com and you can see literally all of our dates. We're going to be doing the Born This Way tour with Gaga. We're doing, we teamed up with our company Born This Way to work on obviously against anti-bullying stuff. And we'll be out there, I think New York, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., and a few other places. So it's going to be awesome.
Cool. And Drew says, Drew's Bay says, ask him if he still has my flag. He'll know me by my Twitter name.
We totally have the flag. The flag is amazing. We want to bring it on tour. Hopefully we have enough space to take it with us. It's really cool. Thank you for making the flag.
There you go. All right. Well, Twitter questions, we love you all, but we got to play music for y'all tonight. So don't you want to hear Free Fall? So I can't ask any more Twitter questions, but thank you all for blowing up my Twitter. All right. What are your – Amber says, what's your favorite state?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I mean, I'm from Vegas, so I have to represent Vegas. But we had a lot of fun in D.C., and I also had a lot of fun in Georgia and a lot of fun in Philly. Pretty much everywhere we go. Phoenix is fun, too. I don't know. I kind of live everywhere. It's all really good. I have a lot of fun everywhere. We meet really cool people and have a lot of fun. We get some really good malls all across the U.S. We like to shop and buy shoes.
Can you say happy birthday, Raya?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
There you go. All right, just for one more shout-out to all your Twitter fans, tell them how much you love them because they just want to hear you say I love you. That's all they're saying is tell them I love them, tell them I love them.
We love you guys so much. If not for you guys, we would not exist. So thank you for supporting us and everything. We, like we said from the beginning, we'll be dedicated to our Juliet just as much as Romeo was dedicated to Juliet.
All right, so we're going to have you back on for like a full hour because, you know, we weren't planning on having you on for a full hour, but now with all these tweet girls, we're like, we got to have you back on. So will you join us back on Max and Friends, and we'll start really letting everyone know with all these tweet questions because literally I think we have about over 200 tweet questions in the last 5 minutes.
Of course. We would love to come back. We'll
all right,
so, everybody on here.
Yeah, you know, here's the story because I got to give this spill the tea on why all the guys aren't on tonight because they were going to call in. But I got to tell you, Drew, we have like 1,000 calls coming in. So we don't know what numbers is from the guys. So we didn't answer the line, but then you'll have a million fans talking to you.
Aww.
So what we'll do next time is we'll have like a great party line together. We'll all be on Max and Friends. We'll have a good after Romeo time on Max and Friends. So y'all need to stay tuned for that. And you guys will come back real soon.
Of course.
So before I let you go and have a great week, I got to tell you that first off because you got a great week coming ahead of you. I see it.
Thank
and
you.
All these fans are saying it too, so have a great week. But Free Fall, if you could sing it to one fan, who would you sing it to? Is there one particular fan that you remember the most?
Ooh, there's a couple. I got Rach Becca. She's really great. I got Samantha. She's really great. And there's also Chelsea Scott out there. I'll definitely sing her too. So if I see you guys, hopefully we can hang out, hug, kiss on the cheek. And Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy. Hey, listen, Drew, what is your quote that inspires you the most that you can tell all your Twitter fans and all your fans all over the world, a quote that you go by every day?
Literally, if you don't live tomorrow, why didn't you live good today? So live it up. Have fun today. If tomorrow never happens, I hope that today was the best day of your life. So make sure every day is the greatest day. And if it's not, you better make it better.
All right, last question. When are you coming back to Phoenix?
Ooh, we're coming back to Phoenix. Oh, I want to say it's like the 30th of next month. We're like there really soon.
All right, cool. Well, and you're going to be back on Max and Friends. We're going to plan it with all the guys here. So all you tweet followers, just keep tweeting at Max Tucci. Let me know what you want to know for the guys at After Romeo, and we'll ask them the questions like we did tonight. Drew, thanks so much for joining us on Max and Friends.
Thank you.
We're going to play Free Fall now. So, girls, have a great week. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to Max and Friends. Take life to the max. Lynn Tucci from Orange is the New Black. Love you for tuning in, and love you for being on the show tonight. Drew, you rock. Thank you so much. All the tweeters. Tweet world, we love you for tweeting us. Thank you so much for answering my question. Means a lot, Sup Bro says to you. So, Free Fall on Max and Friends. Here's a little sneak peek of the song that we just want you to take into this week, Free Fall, on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Love you all for listening. Stay tuned to Max and Friends every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. Good night, Drew.
Trapped inside of the madness, in the constant run around. It's a new day, new day. It's a miraculous red race. I'm in no shade, no place. So just walk away, walk away. I'm so high, yeah. Gotta take the plunge. I'm so high. Oh,
through the sky. Sunny days and sexy nights. Spread my life from the back of line. Now I'm ready for the front, I'm just passing by.
Let's get the same relief. I'm holding an open flame.
If you leave, you're not gonna miss it. Can't hold us back, cause we fly.
We fly.